The Farm Bill is renewed every 5 years, and 2008's bill was due to be renewed in 2012. While the Senate and House Agriculture Committee passed the new measure, it was never brought to a floor vote in the House. On Tuesday night, some key provisions from the 2008 Farm Bill were extended as part of the Taxpayer Relief Act, or the Fiscal Cliff Package. New York 23rd District Congressman Bill Owens says until a new Farm Bill can be crafted, the past provisions should help protect New York's dairy sector.
I am incredibly disappointed. Again, you know, we had a Farm Bill passed in the Senate bipartisan, came out of the House Ag bipartisan. It should have been moved to the floor for a vote. I think in our region, we're probably going to be okay with the extensions in the Farm Bill. I think there will be other areas of the country, however, that will be hit much harder. In effect, what will have to happen is a complete reintroduction and potentially a rewriting of the bill in the new Congress, which is a tremendous amount of effort that went into it by members of Congress, by all kinds of groups that have interest in ag, and all these folks are going to have to spend resources again to bring this forward. So I'm not quite sure, as I'm standing here today, where this is going to go as we launch into the new Congress.
New York Farm Bureau spokesman Steve Ammerman believes how much the provisions that did pass will impact farmers will depend on which sector of agriculture they're in.
For dairy farmers, a bit of relief for a couple of reasons. One, we're not going to see milk prices more than double for neither the farmers nor for the consumers. That's a very good thing. Also, Congress extended the MILC program, the milk program, which is a safety net when prices drop too low. It's not the safety net that would have been in the 2012 Farm Bill. That would have been more comprehensive and a better safety net, but at least they're getting something. But for a number of other farmers, it's not such good news. Specialty crop insurance is very important to a number of our growers, and they're not adequately covered now by what was passed in this Farm Bill extension.
Vermont Farm Bureau President Clark Hinsdale III is grateful that the fiscal bill included agricultural provisions that House leaders failed to bring to the floor.
When you compare what we got to what we might have gotten, it's very, very good. For the dairy farmers in the Northeast, the MILC program was renewed for another year and at the higher payment rate, which means it represents a true safety net for our small and medium-sized dairy farms. And as a Vermonter, I'm very grateful to Senator Patrick Leahy, who really led the charge to see that Farm Bill provisions were extended when leadership had made it very clear that they were really not particularly interested in any Farm Bill things being in this legislation.
The Dairy Security Act, a margin insurance and supply management plan that was part of the proposed 2012 Farm Bill, was not included in the fiscal bill. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.